What's up, y'all? Right now, my exclusive interview with Knick legend Charles Oakley on Lachey Show. Yeah, what's up, y'all? This is Lachey. You now about to hear some of the bits and pieces of me interviewing the great legend, Charles Oakley. Yeah, Charles Oakley came over to the house. He's promoting his new show called Oak in the Kitchen. And we had a good day. If you're hearing a lot of banging and pausing in the background, that's because we in there cooking, doing our thing. Camera crew here. It was a good day. So, listen, it was a good show. I'm Lachey. We representing the Lachey Show. Charles Oakley is in here cooking for us. We're ecstatic. We're big fans. And we're going to eat good today. Real good. So, you listen to any hip-hop?
We got more.
The old J's. Old 80s, 90s, and 70s to 2000.
What about that new Master Ace? You heard that?
No doubt. I love all the New York guys who put on the line back in the day the right way. You the like... old guys. I mean, I seen Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow. I was in the 12th grade in high school. They came to the Mad Hatter in Cleveland.
Oh,
this
where?
Is about 1979. Really? Curtis Blow was back, Sugar Hill, all them, Africa, all them guys.
You what know. About Big Daddy Kane?
Oh, that's when he came. He came right behind Eric B. Right, Kim.
I interviewed Big Daddy Kane yesterday.
I got the
it
word.
It was a big deal. But not bigger than the day.
Kane came right behind Eric B. Rock Kim came out with 89, 89, 90. Then Kane came out with 94, 95.
Uh-huh.
See? I got the years.
No. What you listen to in your car? What you was listening to
I'm
on your way?
I'm from Cleveland, so you know I got to have the OJs, the players.
Oh, okay. OJs?
You know, Bone Thug. When I come to New York, it's just a variety.
Oh, okay. You know? What about Big?
Big? I listen to Big.
You know, like Big?
Me and Big, I went to a little run-in one time. I had a lot of run-in with everybody.
You asked that's what I was about to say.
Man,
who
I don't know
did
why.
You have a run-in with?
I don't know, but you know, it was on grown people. We got
what together. Happened with you and Big?
Just a little incident. I only met him like two or three times. We was at Chaz and Wilson. He came and, you know, he wasn't on the block. I mean, for the music, he was on the rise.
Right.
So, I guess he says he's from Brooklyn, trying to push his way through. But
what you mean?
I told him, you know, he came
coming
in
through the club.
He'll see you right away. I told him, you know, we're gonna come accommodate you.
Right.
Because I know you're someone special.
Okay.
You know, so I guess he thought the wait was gonna let him on through.
Okay.
But you know, I'm making police stop. And then they killing my man Maze, and he dead. All this stuff about a song Biggie did. And my man Fat Joe, man, I love Fat Joe,
y'all
man.
Y'all had a good relationship, you and Anthony Mason,
Yeah, right? They were talking about some of the song, and then one guy said this, and then everybody, since he's not here, saying, well, it was Mace in the song, but when Mace was living, they wouldn't approach him like
you're
that.
Right.
And
you're right.
And I told him, don't treat my man like that.
No, that's
if
right.
If I wasn't here, he would step up with me. We've been in war before, mm-hmm. outside the court.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we.
I mean, but like, really, who want a problem with you?
Well, ain't that,
I mean, for real.
I get some stuff all the time. I don't know why. I guess they want to see if I'm really gonna come that way, and I go that way.
They want to see if you bout that life.
I told them I made two rights on red. Ain't about the life. It's just about I don't mess with nobody.
You don't.
I ain't want you to mess with me neither.
Mm. I saw you on that court now.
Okay, well, I was doing my, that's my job.
Oh, all right. You know what I mean? No, I feel you.
You ain't gonna let no female come and knock you over. You trying to make
that
hustle,
happening.
Right? That's my hustle.
Well, I feel you.
I got the muscles.
I played basketball when I was in college, all right?
Okay,
I just want to let you know.
Feel me. You know what I'm coming
and when
from?
I was, when I played basketball, I was a point guard.
So you know what you had to do. Make people better and be creative.
And I admired John Stark's handle. And I respect
him. He ain't had no good handle. That's my hand. He was a shooter.
Well, I respect him.
So you got Kyrie Irving handle.
Yeah, he got a nice
hand. I'm going too high?
No.
You want me to come back down?
No, a little bit.
Tamari Cheeks.
I ain't
just,
that good.
Just run the show. Get the ball to the right people at the right time.
And everything will be all right?
That was a good point guard supposed to do, Chris Paul.
I think I was pretty damn good, actually.
I ain't say you wasn't good.
And I admired you.
Everybody we talking about being good.
And I admired you for not having it. Because, I ain't nothing but 5'3".
Where I'm from, they said, hey, if you can't hold your own, who going to hold you?
I hear you.
I mean, it was good, though. Knicks, I love New York. I'm glad I got traded here because I came to see, you hear so much about New York and you come and see it for yourself and been here over 20 and some years. And it's what people say. It's grindy.
Well, let me tell you, we most of us is from Brooklyn, New York, in here.
I was in Brooklyn last night, went to the fight. My man Keith Thurman, bam.
Oh.
At the
Barker Center. Yeah, it was a good fight.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, went to Passy, got some pizza about 12 in the morning. It was real good.
You was hanging out.
I mean, why not?
You was dolo?
Always. Called a cab about 12:30 back to the city. The guy, you trying to get a cab? Because, you know, when you see a black guy, all of them just kept going. But I ended up getting one. You know, it's too many cabs. They can't pass up all night.
I hear you.
They want to make their hustle.
How long are you in town for?
I'm always here. I was living in Westchester for 25 years. I just got rid of my place. I'm trying to move to the city. I think we're trying to get this restaurant going in the city.
Oh, that's nice.
Tomorrow I'm going to look about 3 or 4 places. And
this is really going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You got a place in Cleveland?
I'm involved with a restaurant. I used to be involved with Jazzabelle on 86 in Columbus. Mm-hmm. I'm involved with a steakhouse in South Beach called Red Steakhouse. I guess I do a lot of charity stuff. Do a lot of cooking, and nothing's taking off.
Who's your best friend in the league?
When I play, probably MJ.
What was that like?
It was just like, when you play with him and you do your job, he do his job. I mean, he surprised a lot of people at what he can do, but I seen him in practice.
Right.
Because I know he practices hard and he plays, so what I see in practice, when I see in the game, it's just like, okay, I seen it before.
Right.
I seen him done better. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that, man, when he's in practice, no shortcuts, no nothing.
Do y'all hang out?
Yeah.
Now and again?
No, we hang out a lot. We still tight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How Michael Jordan feel about the crying meme on social media?
Well, I just went through that with TMZ. They caught me coming out of something. I mean, hey, he don't hate it. I mean, he like it because, you know, people, you know, shoes swelling, people can still see him, you know, they
right.
can't see him, touch him, but it's a part of life.
But you gotta admit.
When you great like that, I mean.
It's hilarious, though.
Yeah, they had him on Steph's face. I mean, a lot of people cry.
Right,
why not?
Right.
I mean, crying tears, all that came from when he was inducted in the Hall of Fame, they said, when he started crying.
Uh-huh.
And they won't let it go.
Right.
That's what Barkley said, I won't let it go. I'm never going to let it go.
So during the interview, you know I had to ask him about his rival, Charles Barkley. Let's hear what he had to say about that. You still got problems?
I don't know. He got problems.
Oh.
I don't have a problem.
But let me ask you this. If Charles Barkley died tomorrow, would you go to his funeral?
I'll send him some wine.
But he can't drink it.
That's what I know. Pour it on him.
This is classic.
Yeah.
What made you start to get into cooking?
I've been cooking since I've been in the league.
Since when?
In the league. Invite all the guys over the house Monday night, Thursday night football, be in town. You know, how'd that go? Tired of eating that road food. You want some good food.
Yes.
You gotta know how to, you know. You know, since coming home, you can eat the same thing you eat at home on the road.
Road food is definitely not the move.
It's cool, but you know, you want some good collards, some good macaroni, some good vegetables. Good sea bass with some pineapple on top.
Sea bass?
Oh, yeah. You want sea bass?
I love sea bass.
Yeah.
I love some good halibut. The only way I eat halibut is fried. Halibut and cod because it's so thick. You need a lot of tension. You know, as a spoiled kid. So they showed me Auntie Fee one day. Oh, Lord. Have you seen her?
Yeah, what you think about her?
Dang, it's her.
You ain't, let me tell you, you ain't one to hold your tongue.
No.
All right, so.
I don't know her, but that's what made her famous. She famous for what she doing.
Listen, all I know is Charles Oakley in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what Auntie Fee doing.
I want to see her in the kitchen.
You do?
Oh, man. I might make her stop cooking.
Mm-mm. Auntie Fee might be watching this right now.
She might call us and come on over.
Well, she could.
I'm gonna cook in the backyard, not in the house though. I'm gonna be the first time you ever seen a stove, kitchen, everything in the backyard. I'm kinda, you know.
And of course, I had to ask him, was he single? A lot of ladies out there wanted to know, was he single? And I don't know, Charles. Was you trying to flirt with me? Be easy, Charles. I noticed something about your hands, Oak.
What?
There ain't no wedding band on there.
No. What's wrong with that?
No, I ain't said nothing wrong. It's just a mere observation. Hey, that's all I'm saying.
Things take time in life.
But I'm just saying that.
I still got it.
You ain't telling me. You ain't said nothing.
I'm like Mary Most Wanted. I'm wanted.
Why ain't you taking?
Can you turn that off to the right?
Off. You want to cover it?
No, let it stay there.
All right.
It's still cooking.
Why aren't you taking?
Leave some on the stove on the same. It's still hot. I need the after effects.
Okay.
So
you trying to not answer the question?
What's the question?
Why aren't you taking?
I'm taking, but I ain't taking.
Oh, you taking?
No.
I know that there's somebody out
here. It's an interest. You know, it's interest in everything.
I'm quite sure. There's plenty of prospects. You cook. You a veteran.
Keep going.
You a legend.
I'm seasoned.
You fine. You say keep going.
Keep going. They gonna think I have
you had a nice pension.
I want to spend it too. I don't want to give it away.
You do?
I'm not saying most people
don't. Y'all come ringing my bell.
If you get divorced, the pension go the other way.
You know what? look now.
What? Oh.
Look, he said, oh.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. Look,
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
There's a lot of women out here right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know they was just after draft.
Yeah, Oprah wasn't there, though. I want Oprah.
Oprah don't want you.
I
want
to get her right.
Oprah wants that man.
No.
She like them, you know,
no, Oprah.
Beige.
No. Well,
she like them beige.
She like them like what?
She like them with curly hair.
Man, I curl if I let it grow and get some curls.
You don't need that.
No, I don't.
You don't need that.
All right, see how this coming out?
Mm-hmm. It's banana-y. Lots of bananas.
Wait till I make that pudding to put on there. That's the key. Now I go buy the pudding in a can.
Yeah, because I don't like to be eating no banana pudding with no bananas.
No. You know, you go back in the days, guys get a girl, meet them on the press.
Exactly.
Go buy some food.
That's why I find it very hard to believe that you're not cooking for somebody out here.
Cook for a lot of people. I'm cooking for you.
No, you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean. I'm talking about.
If I just got to cook, I don't want you. I want somebody else to come with it.
Like?
Shit. You cook for me, then I'll let you know what it tastes like. Oh, I mean, you got to have some, you know, some upsides. You ain't got to be on the street, but you got to have some upsides.
Yeah, I feel you. You are listening to my interview with New York Knicks legend, Charles Oakley, right here on Lachey Show.
One, two, three. Three pieces, not three times. Three pieces better. One, two, three. Cause when it cooked, you don't want the tomato sticking out. You want everything to be flat. You know, like kid in play.
Flat top.
They on tour.
Flat top rules for 99.
All the old school's working. I like to see that. Get that money, guys.
All day.
Cause all this,
that's how we eat.
This new rap.
You don't like that? You know. How you feel about Drake?
Drake, I know Drake personally. I mean, he changed the game in a way that, I mean, he's different.
Ain't nobody doing it like him.
I say he's different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to do it different. But basically, all this stuff is just the same now.
You know what you gotta hear though?
What?
That Master Ace album.
Okay.
That Fallen Season. You gotta get that Fallen Season. It's incredible.
Yeah, I know it's incredible. What he's done in the past, always been incredible. I mean, some things don't die. The old school music don't die.
Two heads, I guess.
2 pounds of what?
Did you know that I used to be a recording artist?
I heard about it, but I ain't never seen you.
You Googled me?
No, somebody told me.
Who's somebody?
A couple people, you know, a guy named James in Florida did your website?
I've never met James, but.
Okay, well, I got this guy named Billy Diamond live over here in Union.
Who are he?
Billy Diamond, he's a white guy.
Oh. And what he do? How he know about me? Oh, what, matter of fact, better
he
question.
He live over here in Union, Jersey.
Okay, but what he told you about me?
I mean, he can, like I said, he was a rapper.
Well, so he lied.
He had a song out, he said.
Right. I ain't no rapper, though. I sing.
Well, he said he had a song out.
Yes.
I mean, well, you know what I was talking about. You trying to cross-examine me?
Yes.
You trying to give me a deposition over there?
Yes.
See, I'm going to say the same thing. So there's some tomatoes.
A deposition.
I'm going to do some corn off the cob the real way. Old school.
Husk. You know.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Corn. See how I flow? I should be cutting it down the other way. It could come off better. Man, they said go away from the head. See?
Pause.
Okay. Go away from the head.
Okay. Don't want to get close to the head.
Yeah. They said go down on the head.
Good night, Oak.
They said go down on the head.
I think that's another show.
No, go look. I'm going down. Just the head and you go down.
Good night.
All this gonna be in there.
This is a family show.
All right, with my red pepper and green peppers.
Oh.
And I'm gonna put 12 egg whites in here when you bring my eggs next time.
Do you want me to do it?
No, I'm gonna do it.
Oh, why you don't want me to do nothing?
I want you to relax. You can sing to me if your husband lets you. No. Something you can ask your husband. I mean,
my husband,
when you go shopping, you won't ask him, you just go.
That's true. Usually when I sing, though, I get a coin.
Okay. All right.
It's been a long time. It's been, like, since 1996.
Like you said, it's a lot of one-hit wonders, so
that
all
that
you
would
had,
be me.
You should know it.
That would be me.
No, I'm just saying, though. You should know that by heart. You can wake up start singing it. You don't have to go to the shower.
That's like me saying to you, you want to shoot some hoops.
I will take you out there. I can make 8 out of 10 free throws right now.
I think I could shake you, though.
I don't go. See, when people go through their legs, I just stand there. Cause you got to come back to me like a yo-yo. You go down and gonna come back up.
Right, I feel you.
All right, it's all good. I'm gonna see your spade game in a minute.
All right, I'm trying to decide whether
I played with Stevie Wonder one time. We won 12
that
in a row.
Was dirty. That's wrong.
No, I did. I told him just sit there, and just shake his head. I know you go up or down.
Did he say?
I said do down for low, this for high.
I don't know if I should be your partner or if I should be against you.
You don't never want to be against me.
Okay. I know that's right.
I mean, that's something you do want to be on my side. No, I mean, go against me. Go against me and see what happens.
No, I don't want to go against you. I want to be with you.
What's the other team?
Whoever. We'll play 2-on-3. Basketball, spade.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. What they get, 13 cards?
That's it.
Somebody just wanted to play one time.
Okay. Everything sound good with Hennessy involved.
Yeah, we get that commercial, see? Always look when you cut, before you cut.
If somebody contact you about a Hennessy deal, are you going to call me? Because I need
no,
to
No,
you're going to
be my sponsor.
All right.
You're going to be signing the contract, and then when they walk in the room, you're going to bring me the bottle. So
right.
You're going to be in
Make
it.
Make sure I'm in it.
Oh, they're going to call. I mean, it's hard to turn down something. Just wait. They said just be patient. Look at Oprah. Look at Stepman. They waited. You know, Stepman said he slept on a bridge for 5 years. He waited. Five years.
They still ain't married.
Well, they all big in there. They cried their way to the top.
Do you plan on ever getting married?
Yes. If Oprah asks.
What? That's the only person?
Yep.
Why?
I mean, I asked somebody to lay on.
You need a cushion?
No. She will love holding me tight.
You sure?
Yeah, why not? Mm. 50 and over?
You know, in life, we do need plan Bs.
I got plan B.
All right. And
Gail.
Wow. See? Open
oh,
Gail.
God.
Tag team once again.
Oh, God.
Hey, why not? It's, look at it.
It's looking lovely. And it's smelling
it
even better.
It shouldn't take no hour, though. You gotta turn it up. You gotta turn it up.
The egg bacon's in there?
Yeah.
But no, why they tell you never put two bacon things in there at the same time.
I know, but I'm trying to conserve oven space. I don't have a whole island in my kitchen like you. I got a small, little, modest size.
I cook on food trucks and grills.
All right, well.
Other day in Cleveland, I cooked 60 slabs of ribs. I had a grill hold about 16 at one time.
You got an island in your kitchen?
No.
Oh.
Just kitchen, I mean, I work.
You got two double ovens?
Yeah, I had
my
house.
I knew you had that.
No, I had double washers, dishwashers.
Oh, oh. Nice.
But you know, most people get double oven.
Got a housekeeper?
No, I mean, yeah, when you get dirty. Ain't like she come over, you know, like some people have somebody every day clean up. No, I don't want to see her that much.
Or that lady be cleaning up, huh?
No. my thing is, a few things I can't do for myself, but 90% of the time, I can make it happen.
What can't you do for yourself?
I can't tell you that.
Go ahead. Just keep in mind, it's a family show.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a family show then. We'd be at the movies. Nah, it's good, though.
And I got if I may quote you.
Yes.
I think it was, you said something like, all I know is you better get your motherfucking hands off me.
No, I said you better not touch me.
Oh, it wasn't no fucking there?
It might have said, y'all motherfuckers better not touch me. It could have been, but they ain't touch me.
Okay, that's all you know. And everything was peace after that? Oh, Lord. He washes eggs.
What you said about your granddaddy? Oh, your grandpa?
My grandmother washed bananas. And a gallon of milk.
How she wash the milk?
Because you gotta wash it before you put it in your refrigerator, all them hands that been on it.
Oh, okay.
You know, some people is nasty. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people nasty. Don't go to a restaurant. I hate going with open kitchens because I'm always going to watch and they always doing something. They don't care. Auntie Fee will like how we doing this.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Auntie Fee don't be washing everything, though. I'll be looking.
But she'll like this because she make learn. She make start.
When you take you know what's important? When you get a pack of chicken or a pack of steak, I wash that, too. A lot of people take it out the pack.
And no, I wash anything I'm cooking.
Ain't that nasty?
They worse than that. What about Whole Foods? You go in there, they had them big bags of salad already made.
Mm-hmm.
It says pre-washed, like collard green. How can you buy collard green already washed? Some things you got to just do it yourself. Don't buy them cut up because they know the nutrients in them. They already dead when you eat them. You eat like eating a dead man food. So all that stuff in the grocery in them plastic bags and, you know, you might get away with something you making like a soup or something.
Mm-hmm.
Corn or peas or something like that. But when I do my black eyes, I mean, they like to cut corners now. People lazy.
That's true.
Lazy. And you know somebody lazy? Don't eat at their house because they lazy one way, they lazy other ways.
You right.
I mean, you know what they say?
You can look at somebody and know if you want to eat
there. Oh, no. I don't believe in eating it. If I don't think you know, I've been around you and see how you do things, don't bite me over to eat. Because I just don't, hey, I just do me.
So, I learned some things about you today. Number one, you don't like help.
Right.
Number two, that's why you don't have a wife, because you don't want help.
She can help.
She can help?
Yeah.
Wash she can
the
chop up.
Wash the car, take the garbage out.
That help?
That help.
What about chopping?
Shopping or chopping?
Chopping up being your sous chef. You don't need that?
No.
Wash the dishes?
I mean, yes.
Shop?
That's come with the territory.
Shop?
Shop, but
No, for herself.
I mean, she got the money, yeah. I mean, y'all like to shop all the time. Y'all just don't know when to stop.
What?
Anytime you go out of town, you gotta go to the mall. I mean, really, you just went to the mall at home then.
It's a different mall.
You know.
It's a different mall.
Same stores.
Well, not all malls have the same.
You leave New York and go to the mall in Cleveland, Indiana, you just don't know.
You act like you don't go to the mall and wanna look nice.
I ain't I don't go to the mall. I ain't been to the mall in about 10, 12 years.
So you don't just randomly buy yourself something new?
I basically know what I'm gonna get. I go, maybe I walk into Saks.
And get?
Or Neiman. I don't think I can wear in the mall basically like sock, ties, and underwear.
Where you get your shoes from?
Different places. Basically, I don't wear a lot of shoes no more because when you get older, your toes get sensitive, so you need something soft. That's why everybody wear tennis shoes now.
Oh. What size shoe you wear?
16.
Oh, my Jesus.
You know what they say, right?
No, I don't know what they
see,
say.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you earlier.
I told you this is a family show.
I know. That's why I tried to tell you early. But no. 16.
16?
I got bunions and corns. My whole family did. Okay. It was just one of the things.
You ain't never get that taken care of?
I mean, you cut them off, they grow back.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I got them cut off in high school, they came back.
For real?
Yeah, I mean, they don't come all the way back, just at a certain age in life. I'm probably done next year, because it'll be my last time. This should last me next 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably be checking out.
Why do you say that?
I mean, 80-something years old, I don't want to suffer in life. Between 78 to 85 is good.
How old are you?
53.
No,
about 30 more years. 25, 30. That's enough.
Why do you think
I want to be able to do this till I'm 80.
You want to?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to make my own meal, drive myself around.
You know how you can do it longer than 80? If you get some help.
I don't want it. 80 is good.
80 is good?
Like highway, 90 like better. Highway 80?
90 better.
No. 94?
94 is a good number.
Great aunt, 97 right now.
God bless her.
But you get... You gotta have someone around you 24 hours. You can't.
That would mean.
It ain't about money.
No, I wasn't gonna say
no,
money.
No, I'm just saying. I see too many people. When I was in college, one summer I worked in a hospital. It was just like physical therapy. I had to walk to people that they couldn't get it. I mean, 60 years old, 70, and you know, if you're 60, 70, think about the 80s, 90s. Ain't too many 80s, 90s, maybe 1% or 2% doing something on their own.
Right.
I mean, I see it all the time.
I feel you.
That's why I'm glad my mother's still getting around doing things.
God bless her. How old is she?
81. Mm. I know she's, you know, she's starting to fade a little, but
mm-hmm.
she still can cook, be in the yard. I mean, you know, just,
yeah, that's good.
Just you know, knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physical, you know, diabetes. You know, she ain't really got too many issues for that. She not taking a lot of pills.
You got any health issues?
No.
No high blood pressure?
No. I know how to eat.
I got high blood pressure.
When you eat a lot of salt, what kind of food you eat? You can eat
usually
food.
Stuff that's not good for me.
That's why I got a lot of sisters. I got two sisters like that.
One, you don't take no medication?
No medication. I only take vitamins.
That's
good. I never took vitamins my whole life.
Wow.
So when you start
you any injuries from when you was playing?
No, I had an incident out west. I got jumped by 6 guys. I got a dislocated back.
Jumped?
Yeah.
Where?
Out west. They felt me though.
For real?
Yeah, I knocked about 3 of them out. The other 3.
You ain't had to pull out nothing?
No. These, like, I hit the bag, like the day I hit the bag with no gloves. I do it 3 times, like 5 minutes without stopping, just. So I know
that's good cardio.
I got some power in these.
Mm. No, I don't know about it.
No, I'm just saying. I know it. You know, I can handle myself in it. Unless it's, you know, 10 or 12.
Mm. So if Charles Barkley come in here, you...
I smack him with my left hand. I already smacked him with the right, so...
Somebody was telling me that Charles Barkley said that he'll take you.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, ain't nobody say that. Don't start.
This is what I want to do with Charles Barkley. We can get 10 sports, just me and him play.
Okay.
He won't make it to 3.
You think so?
No, I'll beat his ass.
What about...
I'm gonna beat him down in all kind of ways.
In the boxing ring.
Oh, I would love that.
You would?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
maybe
no.
We try to hook that
I mean,
up. Yes.
Put us in the ring.
People will pay to see
not,
that.
You know, like not throwing, trying to hit one another in the ground, just that in the ring, man. Oh man.
That would be sweet.
I just told you I'd be hitting the bag with no glove. Think I might hit him with a glove.
I don't think he want no parts.
Jesus, nah, he's a good player. Just talk too much. He didn't talk when we played. Now he gonna talk like he's an ambassador of the NBA. Guy got 25 and 11, great foot, you know, 6'5", 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
But now he think he can just say whatever he want to whoever he want.
Mm-hmm.
I told him he better not talk about Cleveland no more.
That's all you know.
Not while I'm around.
I don't think he will though.
I might get a you know, like a nursing home or something. Like, I can't get to him. You can talk.
And yo, you know what else I asked him about? I asked him about how he felt about Charles Smith. I mean, there's so many people out here that's still mad at Charles Smith to this day for missing that shot. So I kind of wanted to know how he felt about him. Listen what he had to say.
Nah.
You know, a friend of mine wanted me to ask you something, and they wanted to, before you answer, just try your best to answer honestly, okay?
I don't have to tell you this.
I know, I was about to say that. How do you really feel about Charles Smith?
I don't have no bad feeling about Charles Smith. I mean, things happen. I mean, why would you ask me that question?
You know why.
No, I don't. I mean, you out there fighting every night on the court, things happen. I mean,
I'm talking about shooting.
What you mean?
Free throws.
He wasn't a bad free throw shooter.
What else? What you were saying?
It was the infamous game.
Oh, that big game.
The pump fake
game. I mean, he got fouled. My thing is, when you're playing a good team, you got to put them away. Don't leave it up to the official, because most of the time they're going to put it in you anyway. They're gonna elf you.
But you don't feel no way about?
No.
Oh.
You can't hold grudges against your own teammates. I mean, the guy
you
got.
Can.
No. If I play with you, I'm gonna have your back no matter what.
I mean, that's right.
We win the war together, we lose together.
Yeah, I feel you. You was like the big brother of the Knicks. Anybody who had a problem, they come to you.
It's the only thing, the donor don't like me now, so.
Why?
I don't know.
You punched him in his face too?
No, he's a control freak.
Oh.
I all-star last year, so I had about 3 or 4 articles about him because, you know, going to guard, he won't give me, not give me tickets, but because he said I said something in the paper. I said I said a lot of stuff in the paper. I ain't had to apologize. Well, I'm going to apologize to you because, and you get a.
What'd you say, something about his mama?
No.
What the hell?
You know, they from Cleveland too, but my thing is, when you get a newspaper, it ain't the guy who wrote the story, it's the author who make the title of the story.
Right.
So basically, it's the title why he mad at me, not the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So All-Star in New Orleans about 4 years ago, I tried to shake his hand, he wouldn't shake my hand.
Oh, he took it there?
He never met me. I played when the dad was there. So I started hitting him in his head, being honest, I swear to God.
I'm glad you didn't.
I mean, so I was at a game in New York last year, second game from the end of the season. He sent security guards over to me because I had bought some tickets, you know, because he won't give me. So I still go to about 4 or 5 games because I'm New York, the fan, I like the Knicks. He sent security guard on me, so he can't walk around here like this is his place. I said, I come to the game, I sit in my seat. I don't even go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there the whole first half second half. So since he said that, I went to the bathroom. He had security to follow me to the bathroom, back to my seat.
God.
It's embarrassing. It's like a threat. He's threatened by you. So when I see him again, I don't know why. Maybe he should listen to what I say and make a better decision because the team is, I mean, it's no way that team should be that bad in New York. The money they paying to them athletes, he's short-changing the fan.
Mm-hmm.
He making all that money, number one gross team in the NBA, and the fans ain't getting nothing for their money. But keep tickets cool. Every year they go up.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate sponsors, so I feel bad for the fans because these people have been watching the next 50, 60 years and now they got to see this.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, that ain't brought Derrick Rose in.
Yeah, how you feel about Derrick Rose?
I don't know.
Very bad knees.
I don't know if it's a knee. It's his mind. He gonna get exposed in New York more and more because it's one thing about New York. You can't come here and say this dumb stuff to the reporters and this and that. They gonna put him in a corner. He can't get out.
Mm.
But I hope they do make the playoffs. They should make the playoffs this year.
You think it was a good decision?
I don't know. I can't say it. I don't want to put myself out there because I try to let things play itself out.
Mm-hmm.
About midseason, after 41 games, okay, we can talk about it again. Mm-hmm. We can go back to the same conversation. If he can stay healthy, they should definitely get to the second round playoff this year. If he stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Would you coach again?
They really don't want to pay. They want to work you 12 hours a day and do this, do that. I mean, They don't want, the coaches should be making at least $500,000 assistant coaches. Right. Because the head coach is making 5 or 6. I mean, it ain't that big a drop off.
Right.
I mean, just because you call timeouts and you tell somebody what time to be in practice, that's only really the big difference. Because I think some coaches, like look at Tyronn Lue in Cleveland. I mean, he was just important as the head coach. He got the job. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's a tricky league now because the talent is not what it used to be. And they still drafting guys and on potential. I have nothing wrong with it. I said, when you come out and put your name in, just be ready to go. Don't have an excuse.
Right. If it was up to you, if you was playing right now, who would you pick to be the start five, including yourself?
LeBron James, Curry. I'll go with two guards. I'll have Chris Paul, the point, Curry, the two, LeBron, the three, I'm at the four, and my... And Davis in New Orleans.
Anthony. About you?
I said I'll be the four.
Oh, okay. I ain't
you. You just ask questions, you don't listen.
No, I you don't speak that clearly now.
Obviously, I'm right here. If you can't hear me here, you'll never
hear
me.
I didn't hear the four.
I said me. It's okay.
Okay.
Nah, it's some talent in the league, but it ain't enough. But every arena you go to, it don't fill up with talent because I said maybe only 7 really superstars in this league now. Mm. 7. You know, it's a lot of 7 superstars, maybe about 10 B players, and everybody else sees them. So you're saying out of 30 teams, you don't have one on every team. New York got one, but he can't get nowhere. Carmelo. Now they got 2.
They need
on paper, no. On paper, they got 2 superstars. So like I said, they should win between 45 and 50 games and make it to the second round of the playoff.
Mm.
Should. On paper.
On paper.
You know, on paper, you can tear it up and burn it up.
Durant not coming. He not coming in. He ain't coming nowhere LeBron at. He ain't coming nowhere LeBron at.
He ain't going nowhere LeBron at.
Unless he on the same team. Can't beat him. He can't check him. Ain't strong enough. It don't matter. Durant on the way down.
Right.
He ain't got better in 9 years.
Right.
Carmelo ain't got better in the last, what? Been the same since 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, in 2 or 3 years, the ball gonna start going to somebody else.
Right.
Because he had 12 good years to do what he had to do.
Right.
You ain't did it in 12 years, you ain't gonna be able to do it unless you go to another team at the end of your career.
Well, you can go to Golden State. I wouldn't do it because it's like
go to state. He's gonna be talking about career, this and that. His numbers gonna go way down.
His numbers gonna go down,
but he into numbers. If you having 28 points in some of your 12 years, you in the numbers.
I mean, but if he in the numbers, why does he defer to?
He don't defer to Westbrook. He's still
he
still how
he
don't he get 28 a game.
Well,
he not defer no. He ain't no further than Westbrook. Westbrook bring the ball to court.
But I'm saying, he don't... Westbrook, like...
I got it, yeah.
Right, so how is he the further than Westbrook?
Saying, I think some of the shots he takes... He
going... Well, Westbrook is the dog on the team.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Charles Oakley. I want to thank the legend for coming through and making brunch in my kitchen. Look out for his new series that's coming out called Oak in the Kitchen. Also, you can catch that interview and all the rest of my interviews and find my podcast on iTunes. You can check the Lachey Show podcast on Mixcloud. And you can also catch my podcast, of course, on brooklynradio.com. Don't forget, follow me on Instagram, Lachey Show. Follow me on Facebook, Lachey Show. And follow me on Twitter, Lachey Show. Also, for all the ladies out here that's interested in purchasing the Lachey Show tea, you can send me an email at gmail.com. Put your order in today. It's $20 plus shipping. I send your order out the next day. Thanks, everybody, for listening and supporting Lachey Show.